The Benefits of the Turkish Bath. Three Drabbles Linked by a Theme. Sherlock Holmes, written and read by Tweedisgood. 1. Dry Heat. Watson asks me if I know that gentleman over there, the one who has been staring at me for a quarter of an hour. Ah, Watson, at least 20 minutes, I fancy. No, I reply, I do not. Neither does he know me, though it is apparent that he would like to. Watson stiffens in outrage, though not for my honour. He glares at the intruder, a growl in his throat. I smile, rise, adjust the towel a little around my hips, and move towards the hot room. I do not look behind me to see if he is following. 2. Sweat. The human body requires sweating, the human heart, mind, and soul no less. Exertion is essential, vigorous, heart-pounding, perspiring exertion, followed by the blessed coolness of fresh linens and an open window. Sweating signals readiness, the urgency of desire, confession. Above all, sweating is aesthetic. Oh yes. Transport me. Transport indeed. A mile or so northwest of here, and I will commence to enjoy the sight of a single, ripe bead of moisture rolling down my Watson's perfect spine, and the taste of it as I lick it carefully and slowly from the swelling curve of his right buttock. 3. Plunge. At the edge of the pool, an instant before the plunge, one always stops. This is the ultimate moment. Fever heat will give way before the sheet of frigid water, the shock anticipated but ever new. It is the tiny eye-blink of waiting that tinctures it with something holy, something fearful. The moment before sexual climax is like it. Body and spirit both straining, burning, heavy, tight with longing and despair at its ending, full to bursting with heat, an unspent seed, and the urge to give and never hold back. Then the gasping, falling, fearful plunge into relief. Ah!